Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Sunday, 15th of May, and here in Auroville is quiet, mostly sunny morning on 31 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect mostly cloudy and not as warm, a thunderstorm in spots in this afternoon, and cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms over the night. Temperatures from low 27 to high 35 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Humidity is at the moment on 88% and chance on thunderstorm throughout the day on 60%. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 68%, and the moon will be full on 21st of May. The working committee reminds us on Tamil election day, tomorrow 16th of May, where all units are to close for the day. And they are saying the Legislative Assembly election of Tamil Nadu will be held on Monday 16th of May, and it is mandatory that all units and services of Auroville are closed as per government rules. And the results will come out on 19th of May. But here with us in studio is Santiago from Ecuador, inviting us to support the fundraising event on Saturday 21st for the victim of the earthquake which occurred on 16th of April on the coast of Ecuador. Good morning, Santiago, and welcome to our studio. Briefly, for those who hasn't get across with you yet, can you tell us where you're from and what are you doing in Auroville?
Hello, I am from Ecuador, and I am doing a volunteer in Auro Creation. Mm-hmm. I am a gardener there, mm-hmm. and I am stay there for five months.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I arrived already more than 2 months ago from Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. because I am traveling around the world.
Mm. How did you, or where did you hear about Auroville? How did you end up in Auroville?
My brother, he has a contact with Indian culture, mm-hmm. maybe 20 years ago, and he knows about Auroville. So when I told to my family, I was in Europe, and I told to my family that I am going to travel around the world, they told me, okay, if you go to India, try Auroville. Mm-hmm. So I, like 8 months ago, I already get in touch and trying to find some volunteering, mm-hmm. until I get this one in Auro Creation.
How long are you on the road already? A year?
Yeah, 2 years.
It's already 2 years?
Yeah, this May, 5th of May, I turned 2 years.
And what have you seen in so far?
I went to east from Ecuador, I crossed all of the Amazon jungle, then go down to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And then go jump to Europe, to Denmark. Then I went to France, visiting some Europe countries. Then Balkans, then Turkey, Sri Lanka, and India.
Cool.
And then I don't know, but maybe Thailand, Cambodia, and then I don't know.
So your means of traveling are planes, trains,
walking? I study international relations. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, let's see the world with my own eyes. Let me the world with myself, not only by books and everything. So I am traveling to know how the cultures everywhere works.
But your future plan is to be ambassador or
something
like that. Culture attaché or something like that.
Yeah, it's my plan, my dream, no?
It's your dream. So you studied the thing what you were dreaming about.
Yeah, and I am looking now for a master degree in the same area, but gonna be the future. Mm-hmm. After the trip, I want to go directly to study, to still.
Now you got better view what you want, yeah? Cool.
I am sure.
Now let's go to the part actually why we invited you to the studio. On 21st you are preparing an event, right?
A cultural event.
At Youth Center, right?
Uh-huh.
So what is that event about?
Well, it's a fundraising event, mm-hmm. In favor of the victims of earthquake that happened in Ecuador.
The 16th of April,
exactly. And 1 year ago in Nepal was a huge earthquake. Everybody can know that because we are very close now from Nepal. So the same intensity that happened in Nepal,
the same magnitude
happened in Ecuador.
But that one happened on the coast, yeah?
In the coast. So my family and friends are in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And my sister was driving a car, no? Mm-hmm. And she said that when it started the earthquake, she felt that it's doing rafting or canoeing because was everything moving like never we see before. And yeah, in the coast cities, the buildings are disappeared, like collapsed. 3-4 floors buildings are now nothing. People doesn't have anything. Yeah. So I didn't realize. You can see in the news and everything, no? Especially if you Google earthquake in Ecuador and see the videos of the vigilance cameras.
Yeah.
You can see, like, very heavy, no? Very heavy image. But my family went to a town next to the epicenter to help and everything. And then sent me videos, almost crying, showing me, look at the people are has nothing. People are completely devastating.
But I think around 700 people died, right? And 25,000 or something like that. I think that was the numbers. Or you have correct numbers?
The official number was growing until 700, yeah.
And the people that died. People who are suffering from it?
Yeah, it's like thousands, yeah. Well, it's two provinces in Ecuador. We have like states inside. So it's like most density province. There's a lot of people.
So you had an urge to help your people, right?
Yeah, I say, oh my, how can I help you? I am in Ecuador, I will go to the city and put my arms and my hands, no? But I am in India, so I say, okay, let's do something. And
so you prepare a fundraising event in your youth center.
Yeah.
So what would be the program?
Well, the people that open the hearts to contribute in this event with their skills, there are musicians, there are singers, there are dancers. We are going to have food. So we are going to have an opening jam session with the African Pavilion. We are going to have musicians like Sean, Suresh, Francois. We are going to have singers like Shakti, Audible Sister. As well, Sarah from Luxembourg with John, and Chandre and Annabelle are practicing Ecuadorian songs.
Wow.
So we are going to have Ecuadorian music.
Yeah, you name it, some kind of Latin night, right?
Yeah. Then came Aurelio with Svaran, with a shovel percussion. And then we have a Latin dancer. We are going to have salsa and capoeira, and tango maybe no, because the floor that we have in Youth Center is...
It's earth.
We have to take care of
it. So you cannot do with high heel shoes. It's really hard.
Yeah. So, tango maybe this opportunity.
And I think you mentioned some also the food, yeah?
Yeah, then basically is the everybody can enter and enjoy the show. So everybody can be contagious, feel the Latin music, Latin culture.
Latin vibes, yeah.
Yeah, the Latin vibes, exactly. Get with the Latin energy, so everybody can enter and enjoy the show. And we want to get the donation through selling food. So I get some donation from that shrimps. Like we will get a ceviche, Ecuadorian ceviche, that is prepared with shrimp, and it's super tasty. It's delicious. Like it's in the top of the Ecuadorian
dishes. So we'll have original Ecuadorian food, yeah?
Yes. So
the chef is coming or not?
The chef is coming. Wow. Chef is a traveler as well, Ecuadorian traveler, that now is in Kerala, is coming. Maybe the consul of Ecuador is coming as well. Because he said, ceviche in India. Okay, I go. But it's the foundation. And okay, I go as well. Yes. It's like the top of best dish from Ecuador is going to happen here in Auroville. So, wow, it's nice.
Let's see. Nothing else, that should pull you in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful there.
But you were also saying that you set up a certain way how you will deal with the donations, yeah? The other day you were explaining how you set up the donation transfer. That is go directly to Ecuador, right?
Yeah, the embassy, I told them that I am going to do this event, and they support me, they selling me advertised material and everything. And they give me one account to make the international transfer, no? So it's like the official account for
the... On the text, for the listeners, on the text you will see the numbers of the account, so you can also contribute directly?
I open an account in Auroville, so people from Auroville can contribute there.
But the listeners from outside, they can contribute through that account, right?
Yes, yes, of course. Because of course, if you want to do international transfer, I have the number and everything. You can go directly.
Cool. So for our villains, there is financial account number.
It is 25, 24, 27.
Okay, so the number for our villains 25, 24, 27 financial service. You are welcome to contribute even if you don't come for our event, but of course everybody is welcome, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you should come. We are going to have salsa. We are going to have capoeira. So you are going to be open your dance. Mm. So this all of the show gonna be from 6 until 9, mm-hmm. and then we are going to put Latin music until.
You have a special DJ?
I have a playlist and.
You have a playlist. That's not the same.
Yeah, but this. The kind of music that we are going to put is reggaeton and merengue. It doesn't need a lot of DJs like a trance. It's more like very power, energetic Latin music. In between all of the show is happening, we are going to do in the youth center where is the flea market mm-hmm. used to happen. So
in that circle.
Yeah. So we have the stage and around we have stands, no? So in the stand we are going to offer the ceviche, the Ecuadorian ceviche. Another stand, we are going to offer juices from Avatar, coffee as well.
From Mark.
From Mark, yeah. We're going to have some chai from Johnny. So people are helping with something.
No? Yeah. Uh-huh. So the whoever is in the city, it does contribute somehow, I think.
Yeah, it's beautiful how people open their heart.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I wanted to do a big event, like all day cultural, but there are people are leaving.
Mm.
And then say, okay. I will check what I have confirmed and I have something now, so we can do something as well.
I think it's gonna be really energetic and very beautiful night.
Huh? Yeah, yes.
So those who left Orville, sorry for them.
Oh, they left the Ecuadorian ceviche.
I just have one question for you. How do you feel in Orville?
I feel well. I feel that this is the place that I needed for this moment of my life, for this moment of my trip. So yeah, I feel well. I wanted to stay here 2 more months, so...
Yeah. Is there anything that out of whatever you've seen or what you experienced, it does stick out as a really good thing, or maybe something as a bad thing?
Well, the good things in Auroville is the offers of the spiritual activities that you have, of the yoga, of the tai chi, or to work in your body, or to work in yourself, that all of the... That activity that Auroville offers,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the good part because you are close and you are in touch and it's happening all the time. So you can work in yourself, no?
Supposed to. What about people? Or some projects? Maybe you're inspired with any of the projects you've seen?
Well, I want a lot to make some kind of agreement with Latin people come to Auroville, like, to work, to make a volunteer, but more official way, you know, like, for example, how Germans come here.
Mm-hmm.
And
something like worldwide students, yeah.
Yeah, very official, or some architects, Indian architects come here, or some French architects come here and do everything, like, officially. So I would like to
establish the channel between Ecuador and or the whole South America.
This whole South America, because, Culture America is the plan.
It's big, no?
But this is my passion, so I will do that.
You will do that, yeah, sure. Yeah. Santiago, thanks a lot. See you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. We are welcome. Come to the Latin night. Thank you very much.
Matthew Medill will remain closed for visitors from Monday 16 to Saturday 21st for urgent repair and maintenance work. But on 21st of May at 10 a.m., we can listen to a talk and questions and answer session on women and children's health and well-being at Life Education Center. Studio Max Gandhi and Sustainable Livelihood Institute, with support of Stichting Desire and Project Coordination Group, are inviting us to a workshop with the title Sensing, Feeling, Knowing. Actually, that is a retreat to experience the real world. And on 20th of May, The title of that retreat is Words to the World, Facing the Cognitive Crisis of Modernity. But on 21st of May at 10 a.m., we can listen to a talk and questions and answer session on women and children's health and well-being at Life Education Center. Who will show the way? Recovering autonomy, originality and authenticity. The facilitator is Jean and KB, learning and NID, Ahmedabad. For product design has awakened a keen interest in understanding the role of culture, informing our aesthetic sense, creativity and learning process. For registration, we can contact Balu 944-34-0006, or we can write to them at info@tnalsli.in. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas on Friday, 20th, they will screen at 7:30 p.m. Out of Africa, directed by Sidney Pollack and made in USA in 1985. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest on May 20th, Friday at 7 p.m. we can see How to Grow a Planet, Life from Light, made in 2012 by director Nick Schollingen Jordan. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Monday, they will screen Indian biography drama at 8 p.m. Aligarh, made in India in 2015 by director Hansal Mehta. On Tuesday, we can see Italian drama Shanli and the Poet, made in Italia in 2011 by director Andrea Sergei. On Wednesday, they will screen A Culture, The Soul of the Man, jazz documentary, made in 2033 and directed by Wim Wenders. On Thursday, we can see Nordic Crime Mystery, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, part 1 out of 3, made in Sweden in 2009, directed by Nils Arden. And on Saturday, we can see International Comedy, made in Argentina in 2008 by director Juan Taranturo. At Children's Film on Sunday, at 4:30 p.m, there was screen fantasy adventure The India in the Cupboard, made in USA in 1995 by director Frank Oz. And later on, at Cine Club, the following Mira Nair Film Festival. And this Sunday, 22nd, we will see Drama Romance, Mississippi, Masala 3, and directed by Wim Wenders. And of course, directed by Mira Nair. And The Mother Road. Make of us the hero warriors we aspire to become. May we fight successfully the great battle of the future that is to be born against the path that seeks to endure, so that the new things may manifest and we may be ready to receive them. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on ourradio.org.